This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Anonymous sources have played an important role in journalism over the years. Think Watergate, when the source of much of the Washington Post information in that political scandal came from a source, Deep Throat, whose identity we didn't learn until years later. This week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had Watergate on his mind when Mother Jones Magazine published details from an anonymous source about a campaign planning session in McConnell's Kentucky office, a session that talked about potential opponent Ashley Judd's religious beliefs and her bouts with depression.
As I indicated, last week they were attacking my wife's ethnicity and apparently also bugging my headquarters, much like Nixon and Watergate. That's what the political left does these days.
McConnell wants an FBI investigation, which could put some heat on the reporter to reveal the source of that recording. Jana Winner of Fox News, meanwhile, is already facing some court pressure to reveal where she got the story about a notebook of violent images sent to a psychiatrist by the shooter in the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project joins us to talk about, well, I guess, why reporters use anonymous sources in the first place. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
So why don't reporters just do stories with on-the-record sources and of controversy?
Well, there are good reasons and bad reasons to use anonymous sources. The good reasons are sometimes you can't get at really significant information that the public needs to know and that will inform the public debate on critical issues unless you use anonymous sources. The bad reason that reporters use anonymous sources is because of competitive pressures. A lot of times, sources don't want to go on the record for selfish reasons or unimportant reasons, and reporters, rather than insisting that they go on the record or passing the story by, will do a lot of stories with anonymous sources because if they don't do them, they know their competitor will do them.
This leads the public to suspect what the reporter is reporting because they think that anonymous source has some axe to grind.
Well, often they do have an axe to grind. And one of the obligations that a reporter has when he's using an anonymous source is to reveal the reason that the source needs to remain anonymous. So if he's going to be fired from his job, that's one thing. But if he just is trying to spin the debate, that's a completely different reason. And the audience would look at that information in a different light if they knew it existed.
What about when the courts get involved? A private citizen doesn't get any special exemption. They're held in contempt if the court says, tell me something. What makes reporters special, or are they?
Well, that's really interesting because reporters actually aren't special. The source of the protection is the First Amendment freedom of the press that allows reporters to use anonymous sources. The real answer to your question is reporters in most cases don't actually have a special protection. And even when they do, that special protection doesn't go very far.
So if they take a stand, it's more a personal ethical stand for not revealing their source?
It absolutely is. You know, I talk to reporters all the time about whether they should use an anonymous source. And one of the questions that I ask them is, do you think this story is so important that you would go to jail over it? If you got subpoenaed into court and a judge said, tell me who your source is, and you refuse to do that, the judge would send you to jail for 6 months or until you revealed the source. Some stories are worth it. Most are not.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, you do know this was all on the record, right?
Absolutely.